the root cause of all suffering is a sense of separate existence. We have a divisive consciousness that perceives things as the me and the not me, the mine and the not mine, as my people and yours, as my nation and yours. Having divided all things, we feel threatened by the other. Fear in turn breeds war, conflict, and further forms of violence. Are we then beyond redemption? Are we to remain a bunch of pessimistic philosophers or apathetic onlookers bemoaning our collective doom? Not necessarily. We as a race are on the brink of a colossal transition from one of separation to that of oneness. We would awaken from darkness to light, from untruth to truth. We would realize the oneness of all living things. Though each of us may live different lives, located away from each other in space and time, we are biologically, emotionally, and spiritually one. There is only one body. What happens to the animals in the seas happens to us, men and women. What happens to the forests happens to us in our bodies. Since our bodies, like the trees, are made of the same earth, are not our bodies moving clay forms endowed with intelligence? A conscientious effort at healing the earth would manifest as the ultimate healing of our own bodies. There's only one mind. This is the mind that has flowed through our forefathers, us, and would in turn continue to live through our children and their progeny. The collective torment or fear suffered by our own brethren in one part of the world would manifest as sleeping or waking nightmares to someone elsewhere in the world. Our pleasures and pains are interminably interlinked. We are one and cannot continue to live any further in an illusion of separation. There is only one consciousness. We live in a holographic universe. Every individual awakening into oneness is automatically affecting a few thousand people, pushing them towards the only sane alternative way of experiencing reality. Our experience of reality having changed, we would go on to discovering newer ways of living and loving. We would create a better planet for the present and the future. This is our shared destiny. The dawn of this new civilization, which we might call an age of oneness, is the single most explosive fact of our lifetime. We have a destiny to create, a state of consciousness that is oneness with all that is. As a consequence of this inner state of man, changes would occur in the external world, which would bring about what we would call the Golden Age. The Oneness Age and the Golden Age are complementary to each other. The Oneness Age represents what is going to happen inside, and the Golden Age what is going to happen outside. The advent of the Golden Age would see a world where there are no national boundaries, where all mankind becomes one family. People would not suffer from a sense of want. It is not prosperity for one country or the other, but for the whole globe that is going to happen soon. This Golden Age is for the whole of mankind. It is not capitalism, not communism, or socialism, or radical humanism that would win the day for us. What we would see is an entirely different world where there is no competition but only cooperation. It would be one humanity, and each one of us, let us remember, has a role in creating this destiny for man that is for ourselves. The problem with mankind is that people do not feel connected with each other. They neither feel connected to their spouses, their children, nor to their parents. They are alienated from nature and God and the world around them. Loneliness, meaninglessness, and hollowness are a result of this state of affairs. To escape this misery, you have created all kinds of work, pleasure, and further forms of suffering. You are a stranger even unto yourself. As you awaken to yourself, you would awaken to the joys of relationship. It is like a blind man awakening to the world of color. You would realize that life, in fact, is relationships. Discovering love in relationship is the best form of stress management. It's the greatest medicine for all ills and a solution for most problems. If you attain to this oneness with your spouse, you'd attain the same with God. Since loving God is no different from loving one's spouse, child, parent, or even oneself.